Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
No matter where you go these days, the focus of conversation quickly turns to COVID, and more specifically, whether or not to get vaccinated. It's on the news, it's in your emails, it's on the radio, and it's at dinner parties. Here at the Montana Family Foundation, we get calls and emails every day asking for clarification on people's rights related to vaccine mandates. I'll begin by saying we're not doctors, so we don't take a stance on whether or not you should get the vaccine. That decision should be made in consultation with your healthcare provider. We're also not lawyers, so you should seek legal counsel if you're being threatened with the loss of your job for refusing to be vaccinated. That said, we are involved in public policy, and this debate is as much about policy and politics as it is about science and medicine. Earlier this year, the legislature passed House Bill 702, which bans discrimination based on a person's vaccination status or possession of a vaccine passport. The law essentially says that it's unlawful or discriminatory for a person or government entity to refuse service or provide educational opportunities, health care access, or employment opportunities based on a person's vaccination status. It also goes on to say that it's illegal to refuse employment to a person, bar employment, or discriminate in terms of employment compensation because of a person's vaccine status. And finally, it makes it illegal for a public accommodation to exclude, limit, segregate, or refuse to serve a person based on their vaccine status. The two exceptions include public schools or nursing homes if the federal government through the CDC, Medicare, or Medicaid finds the facility to be in violation of vaccine guidance. So there you have it. In Montana, the law is clear with a couple of exceptions. You may not be fired for refusing to be vaccinated, and you may not be turned down for a job for refusing to be vaccinated. You also may not be refused service because of your vaccine status. All of this runs contrary to the directives of the Biden administration, which has set the stage for a major battle on states' rights. Governor Gianforte has called President Biden's vaccine mandates unlawful and un-American. And just yesterday, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson signed on to a letter by 24 Republican attorneys general across the United States to the Biden administration threatening lawsuits if the administration moves forward with vaccine mandates. So what are individuals to do? Suffice to say, there will be plenty of lawsuits both at the state and federal levels. The attorneys we've spoken with say that vaccine discrimination is currently illegal in Montana, and anyone who feels they've been discriminated against because of their vaccine status should consult an attorney. They also said that people should not quit their jobs in protest. They should wait until they are actually fired to preserve their legal standing in the event of an eventual lawsuit. No matter where each of us comes down on the issue of COVID vaccinations, for those of us in the body of Christ, grace should be the order of the day. Some will choose to be vaccinated, some will choose not to, but everyone should be free to decide based on God's leading, their own research, and consultation with their own healthcare provider. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.